Everybody, you can be seated. So what we're going to do is we're going to cover the when and the why question, which I said at the beginning, really don't matter much at this point because you see that these gifts don't exist anymore. With what they are biblically, the gift of apostleship, three qualifications, the gift of prophecy, three qualifications, the gift of tongues, speaking in previously unlearned foreign languages in every instance, and incredibly infrequent in the New Testament in terms of its importance after the book of 1 Corinthians, never mentioned again. And then we understand what the gift of working of miracles or of healings as a sign to the gospel. You can read through the book of John, the Gospel of John, and you can see just the frequency of the gospel message was attested to, or Jesus or the apostles were verified by these signs. That was their purpose. But the healings were always immediate. They were always 100% effective without fail by the person with that gift. So with all these gifts, the what question, you come to the conclusion that these gifts do not exist anymore. And that's not what we're today. It's just not, okay? They don't match the modern claim to these charismatic gifts. So you'd have to say at that point that this is another category, which is what the charismatics would describe. This is a second tier. It's not meant to match the Bible's definition of these gifts. Okay, well then when did that second tier come into play? When has it ever existed? What evidence do you see in Scripture for lowercase a apostle, fallible prophecy, not speaking in a real foreign language, but in some unintelligible gibberish, and healings that are not perfect, 100% perfect? You just don't see evidences of those. Instead, we pray, right? For instance, with the healings, and God answers prayers by his will. So then if you come to, okay, well, these don't exist anymore. When did they cease? When did the extraordinary gifts in the church cease? If we're not seeing the same things happening today as we see in the Bible, when did they cease? And by the way, like I told you, the when question is usually where people start, and then you miss the whole what question and you end up talking past each other. Well, the when question, really there's six passages that people deal with, and there's only one that gives us the idea of really when. Okay? The rest of them are not meant to ever answer that question. So you can try to infer some things, but they're just not meant to teach us when these gifts were to cease. That's clearly seen just through the progression of God's narrative as the apostles phased out, as the New Testament was closed, the apostolic era moved into the post-apostolic era. So what are the passages that people try to answer this question with? I'm just going to give you the six, and I'm going to tell you the one that is clear. Usually people use Joel's prophecy in Acts 2, 14 through 21. People also use First Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. People use or try to look to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. And I'll explain that to you when we get there. It's not meant to tell us when. And when we use the one that actually gives us the particular knowledge of this is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And it's really the most literal and straightforward verse regarding the when question, okay? And then people also look to Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, okay? If you want me to help you look at those, I can. But let's just move to Ephesians 2, 20, which is really the only one that answers the question. You ready? Ephesians 2:20, we've read this 100 times, but this is your verse. Let's start up in verse 19. You're no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. If you go on to chapter 3, verse 5, once again, we see the association with this revelation, with this foundational period. Chapter 3, verse 5 says that, or look at verse 4. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of what? Christ. This was not just some random mysteries that these people were, you know, getting. It was revelation regarding the new covenant, verse 5, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it is now have been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So these New Testament prophets and apostles were receiving this new revelation. If you move to chapter 4, verse 11, and he gave the apostles and the prophets, that's New Testament prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, the teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Obviously, there you see a chronological progression. But really, Ephesians 2:20 is the one that comes closest to answering this one question. You just see that these no longer exist after the apostolic era. But Ephesians 2:20 really establishes that these giftings would come with the foundational stage of the church, not the entire church age. There's no longer apostles because they were for the foundation of the church age. There are no longer prophets because they were the foundation of the church age. How many times do you lay a foundation? Once. And when is it usually laid? In the beginning. And everything is then built upon that what? Foundation. And it's just really not that complicated. I mean, they gave us the truth that we build our lives upon. Okay? Let's move to the why question, because I want to open it up for some questions for you guys before we eat. And I really just want you to have this overall structure. Why question. Okay? Why did the extraordinary gifts pass away in church history? Why did they pass away? Well, let me tell you three practical reasons, okay? First, these gifts were given as a sign by which God authenticated his gospel messengers during a time of transition from Israel to the church, from the Old Testament and Old Covenant to the New, from a future coming anointed one and redeemer to who? Christ, Jesus Christ. And who had to give this new revelation, affirm this new revelation, confirm it with signs, etc. So the purpose was no longer necessary once the transition was complete and the church was firmly established. And we had his word. So this was a transitional period in the history of the church. Okay, extraordinary experience, and it was accompanied by also the gospel going forth to the Gentiles outside of Israel. It was a sign to authenticate the claims. Acts 2:22, for instance, men of Israel, listen to these words: Jesus, the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst. Right? The disciples were given power by Christ to perform these signs. And so they were built, they were given the ability to speak in tongues, a sign to the unbelieving world, as well as a sign of judgment to Israel. Working of miracles and healings to authenticate the gospel message, prophecy, and tongues to reveal revelation, the apostles to reveal this new revelation. So it's a transitional period, right? Secondly, it was given as a means by which to give additional revelation to the church, an additional meaning on top of the Old Testament. And that purpose ceased to be necessary once the canon was completed. Okay? So the church was established, the gospel was established, the Old Testament was explained, Christ was authenticated, his apostles were verified, and now we can read the New Testament. Okay? And you can have a relationship with God through his word. And thirdly, it was a means to edify the church at the time. Okay? To build them up with this new revelation, but that does not necessary for the gifts to continue in that way because we have the word of God. So the why question is pretty simple, as I explained to you, and I can give you a whole bunch of verses for these, but I'm just trying to be concise here. So you got the what, the when, the why, and that's really the basis of your, it should be the basis of your understanding. Now let me open you up to question and answer, because I know some people were asking if we were going to do that.